This is Jim Inkster. We're joined now by Professor Andrew Maynard, author and professor at Arizona State University, the College of Global Futures. He's joining us from beautiful Tempe, Arizona. His book is Future Rising, A Journey from the Past to the Edge of Tomorrow. It's a big topic, and you tackle a remarkable journey from the Big Bang to our collective responsibility to future generations. Right now, there's a lot of attack on science in general, but what are your thoughts about whether what we know about where we came from and where we're going and how it works as far as preparing for the future?
So there are so many parts to that. I'm a scientist, so I believe deeply that it's very hard to make smart decisions about the future unless we understand science and evidence. But of course, the decisions we make are far more than that. We're all humans with all of those sort of weird foibles that make us human. And so we've got to understand that as well. But if we don't understand where we came from, and that includes everything from the physics of the universe that creates this thing called time that we live in and which defines the past and the future, all the way through to our biological heritage and what makes us what we are, what makes us incredible architects of the future and yet sometimes incredibly stupid as well. How are we going to have a hope of actually building a better future?
Well, you make the case that we need to know more and that we should take what we know and use it to our advantage. How can we do this?
Multiple ways. One way is being open to new ideas. And of course, educating ourselves, making sure that each of us individually understand that the world we live in is incredibly important. And that goes for organizations as well. But it's not just about education. It's actually being reflexive enough to understand who we are and how the decisions we make, the actions we take, affect the future, not only our own future, but the future of those around us. And that, it's actually an incredibly exciting journey as we begin to learn about ourselves and we learn about the world we live in. But if we don't do that, if we don't open ourselves up to new ideas, new ways of thinking, it's actually quite hard to make those decisions that lead to a better future.
You delve into science, philosophy, art, many areas, really encouraging a pathway for the emergence of intelligent life. What are some of the most profound findings as far as what we need to know to get to where we need to be?
So, to me, there's a word that comes in here which actually is not that popular, but it's humility. And it's amazing how much it comes out in my work. So in my work, even though I'm a physicist, I really work at the intersection of different ways of thinking about society and people in the future. And if there's one thing that comes up time and time again, it's if we have the arrogance to assume that we know all of the answers, whether that's assuming that science has got all of the answers or some other way of thinking has got all of the answers, we set ourselves up for failure. And the only way we can break out of what you can think of as the shackles of conventional thinking is the humility to recognize that sometimes we don't know everything and sometimes other people have got insights that can help us be better than we are and to be better builders of that future. So it constantly amazes me in my work when I see that idea of humility come in time and time again. And what really blows me away is it applies as much to scientists as it does to anybody else.
Well, as humans, we now have the capacity to blow ourselves away pretty quickly if we chose to do so. For some, back in the 1950s, this was a thought that was so disturbing that there were bomb shelters, and we really, as a people, lived on the edge thinking it might be the last day, every day. We've gotten past that, but it is a very dangerous world. How do we get past that?
It is, and it's actually hard to see the dangers these days. Looking back, it's actually amazing that we got through that era of nuclear proliferation, and we're still here. And that's a major feat. And yet the world we live in today is full of hidden dangers. It's really easy to look at it and be quite positive. But if you think of everything from the malicious use of social media to data and privacy to the emergence of artificial intelligence and systems that are making decisions that we don't fully understand, And then you throw in things like genetic engineering and the fact that we're playing around with the basis of life on Earth and we're not quite sure what we're doing. There are many, many places where we can make a misstep, not necessarily because we're malicious, but because we really have no idea what the consequences of our actions are. And to me, that puts us on a knife edge of making decisions to build a better future that actually may end up with everything crumbling.
Well, your book, A Journey from the Past to the Edge of Tomorrow, Future Rising is the name, takes us through 60 short reflections, revealing a compelling vision of the future, how it impacts our lives. We mentioned nuclear proliferation, but what about the climate change that is obviously going on and how this affects the world as we know it?
Another huge issue, and it's one of these that, despite everything that we say and all the talk around it, it's sometimes hard to understand the full impact of what's happening here. But yes, the way that our human actions are changing the climate is changing our world in the future in a way that is going to seriously impact so many lives unless we take immediate action. And there is a very sobering perspective on this, and the perspective is the planet is going to survive. But whether we survive as a species with it is a totally different matter. So if we're serious about building a future for coming generations of people, we really have to be smart in how we, again, that word, humility, have the humility to understand how what we're doing is adversely affecting the future and what we're going to do now collectively and individually to make sure that that future is going to be a better one. And with climate change, that means taking full responsibility for everything we do, which pushes the climate ever further towards a future where humans are going to find it very difficult to live and thrive.
With the political situation as it is, with so much tension and hostility toward, quote, the other side, can we get anything accomplished from our government to help the cause?
I really hope so. And again, this is sort of part of the book. This is a book full of hope and optimism. But there is that harsh reality that we've got to step up to the plate and take responsibility for what we do. And if you look at the divides in the country at the moment, some of them political, some of them on other ideological grounds, if we don't learn how to build bridges, it's going to be that much harder to build a future that serves everybody. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful we can do this because at the end of the day, humans, for all of our challenges, are smart. And we understand that we've got to work together to actually create something which is better for as many people as possible. So I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that people from all backgrounds, all their ideologies, all ways of thinking and seeing the world can see that it's better to work together than work apart.
The guest is Andrew Maynard, author, professor at Arizona State University. From his great voice, you can hear he comes from across the pond. What's been your perception as far as moving from one continent to the other and living in America? Has this been an experience that's been an eye-opener for you?
It has. So I've actually been here with my family for a little over 20 years now. So you can see that because we've stuck it out, we actually quite like living in America. But there are some really interesting cultural differences and some really exciting cultural differences. So I'll tell you one, which is probably really impertinent at this time in the country. There is an optimism to American culture, American society, and American people, an optimism that we can actually build something better. We can do something that others can't do. And for everything that I love about the UK leaving it, it's an optimism that you don't often see there.
It's an optimism that is challenged, though.
It absolutely is challenged, and we're going through a particularly difficult patch at the moment. But it's still there. You still talk to people, and there is a can-do attitude in this country, whether you're looking at a can-do attitude for finding a vaccine to the coronavirus, a can-do attitude to building the economy, a can-do attitude to addressing things like social injustice. And I'm still excited to be here because I see people having that vision of what they can achieve.
Well, the book is Future Rising, A Journey from the Past to the Edge of Tomorrow, an important book for our time. And congratulations on your exceptional work, Professor Dr. Andrew Maynard. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Great. Thank you very much.
See you soon. Bye-bye.